Welcome to the Success Starts Within podcast, a podcast dedicated to teaching you all the tools and techniques you need to master the mental game and take your performances to the next level. Here's your host, Eli Straw.
When it comes to your focus as an athlete, you can either be focused on the outcome or you can be more focused on the process, also known as things that are in your control as an athlete. Because the truth is, the outcome is not fully within your control. And even if the outcome is something that you can control at that time, if you're thinking about it in the present moment, you're thinking about the future, that future isn't fully within your control in the present moment. So between those two choices, which do you think is better for you to focus on when it comes to practices and when it comes to games? Well, you always want to be focused more on the process of your game. Now, outcomes are definitely okay to think about. I was working with an athlete this morning, and he and I have really been focusing on this idea of outcomes versus the process and, you know, focusing more on what he can control. And we did an exercise this morning where I was asking him about all the different outcomes he thinks of when it comes to his game, both when he's actually competing and then also on a day-to-day basis. And when he was listing out these outcomes, it was clear that some of them were a little bit more positive than others. Some of them were more focused on worries, right? Losing, letting other people down, that sort of thing. While others were focused more on goals that he had, like being ranked number one. And once he had that list made out, and I asked him, okay, when you look over that list, which of those are helpful and which of them are hurtful? You know, he was able to point to, okay, these are helpful, these are hurtful. But even the helpful ones, they are only helpful because they serve as motivation and excitement, and they also fuel the belief that, you know, he can get the goals that he wants and, you know, he can become ranked number one, for example. It gives him motivation and belief. But once he has that motivation and belief, what does he need to do with his attention? Well, just like you in a similar situation, he needs to turn his attention more onto the process, because the only way to be ranked number one is to focus on the process of practices and then to focus on the process of his game come competition time in order for him to get the outcomes that he wants. So no matter if outcomes are helpful or if they're hurtful, we still want to be turning our attention more onto the process of our game and what is controllable. Now, the hurtful outcomes, what I mean by hurtful is that by worrying about a certain outcome, it drives fear, anxiety, tension, and just all these negative kind of mental game challenges that can hold you back when you are competing. Now, if you're experiencing a lot of sports performance anxiety right now, for example, or if you're experiencing a lot of fear of failure, when you feel that, whether you notice your thoughts or not, your thoughts will be directed towards the future, right? You'll be thinking about what you don't want to have happen in the future, whether you're worried about it or whether you're afraid of the consequence of what might happen. And now at that moment, when you're experiencing that fear or anxiety, you cannot control the future. So you can't control that outcome that you're worried about. The only thing to do is to fear it and to worry about it. You know, so if you are experiencing this when you're playing and you find that fear and anxiety does hold you back, it's probably a pretty good indication that you are thinking too much about the outcome. So instead, what you would want to do is you would want to turn your attention more onto the process, also known as what is controllable for you. Now, a great exercise that I really would encourage you to do is to make a list of all the outcomes that you think about or that you worry about. Then when you go through that list, you know, make the kind of the separation between which are helpful and which are hurtful. But once you've made that separation, kind of start to reframe it, right, to where you take, these are the outcomes I'm thinking about, and I want to reframe them to things that are more controllable. And the way that you go about making this list of controllables is you always ask yourself, how do I either avoid this outcome that I don't want, or how do I put myself in the position to get the outcome that I do want? And so then make that list of things that you can control. Once you have that list of things you can control, that is the process of your game. So that's what you really want to be focused on, whether it's practicing, whether it's training on your own, or whether it's for an actual game or competition. Your attention needs to be more on the process and what you can control as an athlete. Once you have that list of things that are within your control, what I encourage you to do then is to take that list, select just a few of them that you really want to focus on, a few of them that are the most important, and then set those as objectives or goals for your practices and games. Because the more attention that you can be giving to the process and to the things that you can control as an athlete, the less anxious you'll be, the less fearful you'll be, and the better you will perform.
If you want to hear more mental game tips, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the Success Starts Within YouTube channel, follow Eli on Instagram, the handle is @EliStraw, and subscribe to our weekly newsletter at successstartswithin.com.